The views and opinions expressed during this podcast are those of our guests. No one person speaks for AA as a whole.
Hello, and welcome back to Our Primary Purpose, the official podcast of the General Service Office of Alcoholics Anonymous for the U.S. and Canada. For the first episode of Season 2, we're going to pick up right where we left off in Season 1, which was a bonus episode exploring what to expect at the upcoming International Convention celebrating 90 years of Alcoholics Anonymous. Along with 33,731 AA members, their friends, families, and other supporters, we were there in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada to capture this incredible experience so that we can share it with you. My name is Nathan. I'm an alcoholic. This is Our Primary Purpose, and welcome to Vancouver
and the 2025 International Convention of Alcoholics Anonymous.
The weather on July 3rd is perfect. Warm, sunny, and bright as the thousands of smiling faces from around the world make their way to the two massive buildings that make up Canada Place, positioned on the waterfront of Vancouver Harbor. The day is designated for registration, exploring the venue, which includes an in-depth General Service Office archives exhibit, bookstore, hospitality suites, information booths, and countless rooms where the meetings, panels, and discussions will be taking place in the days to come. But this is also the day when the thousands of visitors from around the world get to start meeting each other.
Hi, my name is Nicola. I'm from Munich. I'm an alcoholic. And I just arrived and I run into my old friend Alexander that I haven't seen in Munich for a couple of years. And here he is right here.
Hi, I'm Alexander. I'm from Munich too. I'm an alcoholic. Yes, I'm glad to be here in Vancouver.
Hi, my name is Vivian. I'm an alcoholic from Malta. Malta is a very small island in the middle of the Mediterranean. I've been sober since the 12th of December 1987, thanks to a very small group over there. We were six people, and now it's grown up to 120 something.
Hola, mi nombre es Araceli T. Vengo de Colombia, Medellín. Pertenezco a la comunidad de Alcohólicos Anónimos hace 32 años.
Hello everyone, this is Ali. I'm alcoholic. I got sober in India in 1989 in group of Hyderabad and Secunderabad Twin Cities. And I'm grateful to Alcoholics Anonymous and also Grapevine for keeping me sober.
Hi,
I'm alcoholic from China. I live in Kunming, Yunnan. My name is Chu. I'm very excited. I just arrived here last night and I couldn't sleep the whole night. But today I still feel like full of power and so very excited.
Hi, my name is Luke. I'm an alcoholic. I'm 3 years sober in August this year. I'm from United Kingdom, Nottingham, and I'm here on my own, just wanting to meet fellow alcoholics, soak up the atmosphere.
My name is Shannon, and I'm an alcoholic from Vancouver, BC. I'm just humbled by the tens of thousands of people who have recovered from, you know, this seemingly helpless disease. You know, it's beautiful outside, we're on the water, there are thousands of people all saying hello to one another. There's nothing quite like it.
And just when you think this amazing first day of the convention is winding down, the live music starts up out on the plaza, marking the beginning of the four-hour block party. This was a huge party. Awesome cover band on stage, framed by the mountains in the background, and thousands of people singing and dancing so hard the concrete beneath our feet was bouncing up and down.
I need to be drunk today to have fun, and I love that.
This is a group of friends from Oklahoma.
The happiness is real and genuine.
I had chills when I walked up.
I was always a dancer, but this I love. I love seeing everyone out here dancing, not caring, being themselves, and just having a great time.
This couple's from Ontario.
It's quite incredible for me, actually, because I wasn't a dancer before, but now I really just don't care what people think.
Yeah. These ladies are from Vancouver.
I've never experienced anything like this.
Now, as you can see, we're just like out there. And
things like this are what keep me sober. Totally. I'm just truly honored that it's here in Vancouver, you know, my home where I live. And just amazed, I think. I can't believe all the love that I'm feeling in the city. It's amazing.
Once in a lifetime to actually have it here in our city. I mean, we are so blessed. And look at this.
You guys are awesome. And what an incredible evening we have had. Like, no rain. So let's give a round of applause for that.
For more information about AA, please visit our website at aa.org.
Day two is when the convention really kicks into gear. The fellowship, exploration, and education continue throughout the convention, but this is when the actual AA meetings, panels, and discussions begin. By this point, the marathon meetings had been going since midnight the night before and would be held nonstop throughout the weekend, breaking only for the big meetings that would be held at BC Place Stadium in the evenings. There was a total of 29 marathon meetings, but 194 meetings were held in the larger spaces throughout the convention center. This includes meetings held in all kinds of different languages.
Alcoholic no go to moshimasu.
Le courage de changer les choses que j'ai pu.
Yo me llamo Tomás, soy alcohólico.
Ich bin Irene und ich bin eine Alkoholikerin.
Different focuses.
This is a BIPOC panel.
Pilots and cockpit crew members.
International lawyers in AA.
People of transgender experience.
Topics.
Technology in AA.
Going to any lengths.
Why Alcoholics Anonymous is anonymous.
Discussions.
Carrying the message and making it accessible to neurodivergent alcoholics.
Online meetings, are we hiding behind our screens?
Skits and plays in AA, do they help?
And it wasn't just people in the rooms that got to enjoy these panels.
This is a historic moment, our first international convention with online attendees.
This is Kelly C., GSO Staff Coordinator for Treatment, Accessibilities, and Remote Communities.
We have watch parties from all over the world. Shout out to our LIM members. LIM is Loners Internationalist Meeting. We have some joining us online and AA members who have gone into treatment centers and correctional facilities to bring the convention there. So I just really want to acknowledge them. Welcome everyone to AA Around the World.
And it wasn't just members of AA that experienced the convention. There were also Al-Anon events taking place for family members and friends affected by a loved one's alcoholism. But all kinds of people showed up who aren't members of either organization.
Hi, I'm Cynthia. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Ajax, Ontario, Canada.
My name is Gary. I'm Cynthia's husband. I'm not a member of AA, but I am in full support of it all because it's changed my life for the better. My wife has been sober for numerous years, and I can appreciate what it's done for my life and what this actually means. And to come and support or just experience it, it's I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Where are you coming in from?
From Sydney, Australia.
Sydney, Australia. You are the first Aussie I've gotten to talk
really?
To.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We've got our kids with us.
Hi.
Hey, what are your names?
Archie and Charlotte. It's awesome.
Yeah?
There's lots of people.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Never.
You walk 10 meters, you see someone else, you know. It's like opening a present every 5 minutes. It's amazing.
Needless to say, the International Convention is massive. And there is no way it could happen without the incredible efforts of over 4,000 volunteers providing assistance, support, and service throughout the convention.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I am an alcoholic, and I'm from Montreal.
Hi, I am Jordan W. from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, I'm Vaughn from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
I've been on the job for 3 hours. I've got half an hour left, and I'm really sad that it's going to be over because there's a guy playing like electric guitar over here, and I feel electric, and people are getting really, really excited, and I'm really excited to say, hi, you're valued here. How can I be of service?
Well, I knew they were going to need help. There's so many people here, so just doing my part.
Pretty much greeting, helping people with disabilities, just to find a wheelchair or just to sit down or to go and get a scooter, for example. Yeah, yeah. Or just to make sure that they're going on the right way. That's where I met most of my best friends, so through services. So that's why I'm doing the same here. And I meet people from all around the world. So after that, when I'm traveling, I have kind of a place to stay. No, I'm just kidding. But I like meeting people and making friends. Yeah.
I wanted to sign up to volunteer because this is the best way for me to stand in one place and see as many people as possible. I'm here, so if anyone else needs to be lifted up, I want to be there right beside them.
Have you been to an international before?
Yes, that's my second one. The first one was in Toronto in 2005. So I was 1 year sober, and that changed my life, actually. And that's pretty much why I'm here. I didn't know that Alcoholics Anonymous was that big. So I really felt that I was a part of something. And I really felt that there was a... I felt hope. I'm always asking to everybody if it's their first conference. And I like to share that story because it changed my life, yeah.
But as the day winds down, the volunteers do not. Now many of them are spread throughout the streets of Vancouver, assisting the convention goers to...
Walk the walk. BC Place.
As we make our way in mass to BC Place Stadium for the first of three big meetings when we all gather to celebrate Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hey guys, so if you go to B, you know where you're going? Downstairs? Yeah.
The volunteers are still there, helping more than 33,000 attendees into the stadium in time for the big event, which is kicked off with bagpipes and drums. The performance was followed by an opening speech from General Service Board Chair Scott H.
For all of us, we gather this weekend to celebrate the fact that just a little over 90 years ago today, two men sat at a kitchen table, and the experience they shared going both ways is the foundational reason that most of us are alive here tonight in this beautiful place.
We then were grateful to be presented with a powerful welcome ceremony by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations indigenous to the lands where we held our convention. And then the evening's main event.
And now, the 2025 International Convention opening flag ceremony featuring 89 flags from around the world. Each flag is carried by a member who has traveled from the AA community in that land to be here with us tonight.
To lead off our opening ceremony, Albania.
The ceremony is spectacular.
Ghana!
It is truly remarkable to see Alcoholics Anonymous' global presence brought to life in a physical way.
Nicaragua!
The joy radiating from the flag bearers' faces.
Sri Lanka!
The support shared by the crowd.
Ukraine!
The flags were presented in alphabetical order.
Wales!
Except for the last two.
Canada! And the United States of America!
Who shared the stage together.
Please join me in reciting the Serenity Prayer.
After the ceremony, we had an AA meeting.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Just a regular AA meeting.
Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
With almost 34,000 in attendance.
Tonight, we have a three-speaker meeting.
My name is Daima, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mika. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joni, and I am an alcoholic. Tansi. That's my language, Cree. It means hello. I'm a Métis. I'm your true blue Canadian girl. I was raised in a little town called Faust. I don't think you know it. It's where all the good-looking Cree Indians come from. In our culture, we didn't speak English, or did we learn to write English. So our heritage was passed down by storytelling. I was raised with beautiful, beautiful storytellers. And I'm so deeply honored to be able to tell you my story.
For Joni's story, Mika's and Daima's, the flag ceremony, along with all the events of the big meetings from the International Convention, anonymized videos are available for purchase at AA.org.
To find a meeting near you or a meeting online, download the Meeting Guide app on your mobile device.
After the big meeting, the party did continue throughout the night with events like the Young People's Dance and the marathon meetings, but we'll move on to day three.
Hello, my name is Miguel. I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. I'm from Mexico City.
Yeah, my name is Miguel. I'm an alcoholic. I come from Mexico. With the music, we make a bridge, a spiritual bridge with another alcohol, you know?
I can't believe how I can see a lot of people, it's a lot of people, a lot of countries, but the same objective. And the more important is the all is the same. We are the same, no? And this is for, I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
More bridges and connections between alcoholics from around the world were being made in all kinds of ways all weekend long. And just a few blocks away, AA's monthly magazines, Grapevine and Lavinia, were doing the same thing.
All right, you ready to have some fun?
Through theater. A Lavinia committee from Area 6, Northern California, performed a movement piece, and a Grapevine committee from Area 44, Northern New Jersey, delighted audiences with an original piece.
My fairly drunk lady.
Complete with song parody.
I've trained my brain to help me drink champagne.
Conflict.
Eliza, you betrayed my trust, damaged my reputation, and furthermore...
and resolution.
I'm not the thinking, people don't stink it, so get me to my groove, get me to my groove, for God's sake, get me to my groove.
The Grapevine Play is always one of the more popular events of the weekend, but the event we consistently, time and time again, heard people share that they were most looking forward to was...
The Old Timers Meeting.
Old Timers Meeting.
The Old Timers.
The Old Timers Meeting.
The Old Timers.
So we sat down with an old timer.
I consider myself a long timer.
So we sat down with a long timer.
My name is Trevor. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Burnaby, British Columbia. And I am over 50 years sobriety.
Before we walk the walk back to the stadium for the old timers meeting, I asked Trevor why he put his name in the hat in the first place.
This is a once in a time thing. I will never be at this point again. If I can carry the message to somebody that needs to hear it, then great.
Just like the night before, the crowds are buzzing as we make our way into BC Play Stadium, where over 205 members with 50 years or more of sobriety in AA are seated directly in front of the stage. Their sobriety dates range between 1960 and 1975, adding up to more than 10,700 years of sobriety. From this group, 12 speakers are chosen at random to speak for about 5 minutes each. Hearing them share their experience, strength, hope, and humor, it becomes very obvious why so many people look forward to this event. Here is Dave F. from Hudson, Florida, 51 years of sobriety. He began by pulling out his notes.
I brought my notes with me.
Then immediately put them away.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want you applauding all the time. I only got 5 minutes to talk. So you can cut that out right now. There was a meeting called Sober Buffaloes that I went to. And they were named after some of the things that buffaloes do. One of them is they stay in a herd close. They keep the young and infirmed in the middle. And that's what we tell new people. Stay in the middle. We also tell them, come on in closer to us. Come on and do what we're doing. Don't be out there. That's where you get picked off out there. Thirdly, when there's a storm coming, I'm told they walk into it. Because as they walk into it, it passes by and it ends fairly soon. And that's what we do with new people. That's what we do. Stop applauding. Just what I figured. Nobody'd listen. So, the last thing I want to say, I think it is. The last thing I want to say is that, this is where the notes come in. I usually say in a meeting at one time or another that I do not want justice for my past. I do not want any justice. Justice is what I deserve, and I don't want that. And AA has shown me how to live and not get that. Secondly, I want mercy. I want mercy. Mercy is what I get that I don't deserve, and I want mercy. I also want grace, and I've been given mercy and grace is getting what you don't deserve. And that's what I've gotten here in AA. Now you've got 3 seconds to applaud.
This is Jerome S. from Corona, California, 52 years sober.
You know, if I was going to talk about anything tonight, I think I'd talk about Dr. Silkworth. Because when he said, strange as it may seem to those that don't understand, that once a psychic change has occurred, the very same person who seemed doomed, that he had so many problems, he despaired of ever solving them, suddenly finds himself able to control his desire for alcohol. The only thing required is he follow a few simple rules. But he didn't tell you the rules. The first rule is you have to have a sobriety date. That date is non-negotiable. The next thing, you need a home group, a sponsor, the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the fifth rule is the 12th step. There's no other activity that will immune me from drinking as intense work with another alcoholic. Through the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, I get the sixth rule. I get to insist on enjoying life, avoiding the deliberate manufacture of misery, facing life on life's terms, not ducking or dodging any of life's issues, walking in my own personal brand of dignity, not making any excuse for my existence, having healthy, wholesome fun a day at a time. And can't you tell? I'm having some fun here in Canada, Vancouver. Thank you so much.
The final day of the International Convention consists of one last big meeting in the stadium. It began by paying respect on behalf of Alcoholics Anonymous to all the correctional facilities and correctional professionals worldwide who have cooperated with AA over the decades in helping bring the AA message of hope behind the walls. We then heard recordings from members of a group that resides within the walls of the Dorchester Penitentiary in Dorchester, New Brunswick.
I was inside for 30 months for 2 dangerous driving charges, breath refusal, and assaulting officers. My corrections didn't really start until the day I walked into my first AA meeting at Dorchester Penitentiary.
Alcohol has changed my life for the worse, and then AA has rescued me from that, and there's no other place you can go and get a handshake and a smile, and people really mean it.
And it has been remarkable for my existence, because I thought I was a complete loss. I didn't think there was any possibility of changing my existence. I have a lot of faith for the future because of AA and sobriety.
Afterwards, the General Service Board Chair, Scott H., presented the 43rd millionth published copy of the Big Book to Dorchester Penitentiary Warden, Christopher Lamb.
On June 22nd, Dorchester Penitentiary proudly began its 76th year of valued partnership with Alcoholics Anonymous. Within our walls, where hopes can sometimes feel distant, AA has positively impacted countless lives. To me, AA is more than a program. It's a beacon of light and hope. It helps our inmates hold on to their humanity, to their potential, and that change is possible. This book will be on display in a place of honor at Dorchester Penitentiary, and its message will continue to live in the hearts of those who read it, share it, and live it. Thank you for this extraordinary honor. We are proud to be part of this journey with you.
We then wrapped it all up.
My name's Marty. I'm an alcoholic.
The same way this whole thing began.
My name is Justin. I am a recovered alcoholic.
With an AA meeting.
My name is Paz, and I am an alcoholic.
And as for us at GSO, we headed to New York and got back to work. Looking forward to preparations for the next international convention.
St. Louis is ready to welcome you with open arms and open hearts. See you in 2030.
Thank you for listening to Our Primary Purpose, a podcast produced by the General Service Office on behalf of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous in the U.S. and Canada.